producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're not going to close Guantanamo. In fact, we shouldn't be releasing the people that are there now. They are enemy combatants.
Marco Rubio speaks only from second place. Hey, everybody. Marco Rubio came in second in the Nevada caucus. Want to know who came in first? Who do you think? It's like a Jeopardy question. What is Donald Trump? Bingo! That's who came in first. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So a little slice of what's happening, politically speaking. In results season, Trump continues to trounce, and he did, once again, in the desert. It was no contest, really. I mean, you know, he's head and shoulders away as far as delegates are concerned because he's collecting them. The others are not. That means it's a runaway train. The establishment is trying to pump up the man you just heard, Marco Rubio, by dumping out endorsements in his favor and some cash as well. But the cash and the endorsements can't battle the numbers, and the numbers are not there for Rubio or for Cruz when Trump is the one who is gathering all the support. So the projection was clearly Trump winning the caucus, Rubio second place. There's not much of a jump for Trump with anybody as far as endorsements from the old political guard, but it doesn't seem to matter because it's about getting numbers. And if you're getting the numbers, you're clearly winning. And that's the name of the game when people go out and vote. And it looked like a lot of people turned out for the Republicans to vote in this caucus. So it was pretty heated in that second place race, but Rubio gets it over Cruz. How long does John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, stay in? And Dr. Ben Carson, when does he dump out? Or do they just keep on keeping on for a while until finally you get through Super Tuesday in March? I mean, once you're through March, if you're not getting much of anything, it's like crabbing. You're out there and, whew, you're starting to get pelted by the sun. I know I can catch the big crabs. And when you can't, you just got to spin that boat around and go home. So we may see some spin outs in the upcoming weeks. Grim, you get the first crack at this one. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Really, you know, there's three things, you know, that I was going to bring up. One is durable goods, and the other is politics, and the other is cruelty to animals. Which one do you want to talk about?
You pick it. Go for it.
Well, if we're just going to stay on topic and go with the politics one, I say it's time now to go ahead, because most of these are primaries. And
yeah.
Go ahead, and it looks like Donald's going to lead from here on out. So let's start voting for Bernie to ensure that Hillary don't get in. And if I can ever figure out a way of bringing the suit, because why is it I can only go in and vote for one party?
Because that's that's rigged. Yeah.
I know, but I'm going to be like a liberal. Don't I have the right to vote regardless?
In the general election, that's what we're
talking about. No. I want to vote during the primary for both.
I know.
I want to choose.
For both.
Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. a liberal. You know, you're denying me the right to vote for both the Republican primary and the Democrat. I want to vote the best out of each side of the party. I think that may even make things even fairer.
Yeah, exactly.
I think America needs to start to stand up. Okay, you're going to have a primary, then, you know, I want to choose who I think's the best out of each one of the parties.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And then during the general, I'll vote, but you can't deny me Because, you know, when the liberals scream, you're denying me the right to vote, you join up with them. Now you're denying me the right to vote.
Yeah. I got
you. Why not?
Why not?
Well, then let's end this stupid dispute, you know. I mean, this is part of the problem. I mean, George Washington said that, you know, America's undoing would be the evil of two-party system.
Yeah.
In his farewell speech.
Yeah.
Apropos,
huh?
Yeah, he was more elaborate than what I just stated.
Yeah.
But eloquent and elaborate, I should say. But with cruelty to animals, you hear about the two kids and the small pup?
No, yeah. Tell me the story.
Well, apparently they shot them several times with a BB gun and threw a knife at them, and they're juveniles. They did get arrested, but here's the other solution, and this is part of the liberal system, too. Oh, it's cruel and inhumane. No, it ain't, because I tell you, when I got in real trouble, my dad got me out here with a bush hook, and he made me chop brush, and he said, you know, I want to see three big piles by the end of the day. If you break the handle on it, I'm going to wear the handle out for you breaking the handle.
Oh, man.
And this is the problem. You got to make these younger generations understand the fear of God, and you got to establish you got to establish some sense of concern for, you know, their own. I mean, they achieve accomplishment at the end of the day.
I agree.
Maybe they may see it. Maybe they don't.
But you try.
But that's the whole point in getting them out there to do it.
Yes.
But nowadays, you can't get the child out there to sweat and work, and that's inhumane. He needs to be inside the air conditioning, and
that's insane.
Yeah. Satellite TV. I mean, it's a sad, sad state when they have more rights than the common citizen.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is a sad, sad, mad world.
Well,
yeah. And that's part of it.
Liberals.
Yeah.
Liberals destroying this method. And it's really just, you know, right out of the Bible. You know?
Yeah. If you coddle too much, I agree. If you coddle too much, look what happens. I certainly wasn't coddled. Who are you kidding? My mother knew. That wasn't happening in our family. And so same as you. And we've had these discussions, and it's too bad because there's some great kids out there. And unfortunately, when they fall and then they continue to be allowed to do whatever, then again, we go back to where are we in society, because these are the future adults, and there are still some fabulous kids out there, so I hate to blanket statement in it, but I agree with you, and it's too bad. I call it the lost boy syndrome. I hate to see the lost boys, because it's depressing, because you know they could make something of themselves, and they end up in that brutal situation. Grimster, we are out of time. Thanks for the call. Before we're up against it, we fling into our next segment. Let me throw out the digits again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Willie Means is just a great big reminder to you that we could be taking this show on the road again. You could be a part of it. Help us out. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com for more details.
The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Easy for her to say. Donald Trump left everybody in the dust, in the desert, while the Democrats did their town hall thing. How you doing, America? Hanging in there? Are you jacked about what's happening as far as this campaign season? Maybe you're not. Either way, we meet with the odds and ends of what's happening in results season. So I'll talk more about the issues. Gitmo comes up, immigration comes up, money comes up. It's all the usual, right? If you want to weigh in, Donald Trump, presumptive guy, poop nominee, he's saying bring on Clinton, so he's assuming she's going to win it. Who wins that match? And really, will we see a record turnout on the general election day in November? 855-266-5283. Don't you like me just, let's just skip over the primaries. 855-266-KATE. Light him up. Let's go to our pal Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Top of the evening to you, Katie, darling. How are you, my love?
Hey, shocker, right? Trump wins again.
Yeah, right. I was glad to hear our good friend Grimm's voice. I'm glad he's doing well. And Grimm, if things were fair, people would fly over pigeons. Forget it, kid. Okay, now I hear all these millennials talking about Bernie's going to give him this, and Bernie's going to do this, and Bernie's going to do that, and Hillary said she's going to do the same thing with tuition for the little millennials, and la 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 la. Look, kids, let me explain the facts of life to you. They're going to pass this all off on the taxpayers. And the minute you get out of college, you become a taxpayer as soon as you get a job. That means you are going to pay for everything that they're trying to tell you that they're going to give to you. You're going to pay for it. It doesn't matter what you do, you're going to pay for it. Now, another thing. The situation is this. If you vote for socialists and you vote for socialist policies, you destroy entrepreneurism. Entrepreneurism is the people that create the jobs, the people that risk their capital, risk their time, risk their inventions, that go out and produce the jobs that you are going to need to pay the bills and feed your little selves. Because we're at the point right now that one more little load of crap coming down the line could send us into an absolute recession. In fact, I think it's already here. And the stock market's going to be crashing here very shortly. It was down again today, and it's going to be going down from now on for a while. There'll be little short rallies, but the trend is down. You know that, and I know that, right, Kate?
Yes.
Okay.
The trend is down.
So these people, you guys out there that are listening to me right now, no matter where you are, think about who you're going to vote for, and remember, the Republicans are the only hope you have. Now, I'm not talking about our mainstream Republicans. I'm talking about Trump. I think he is going to wind up being the winner. I voted for Ted Cruz in Texas. I already voted, was already voting. But that's just me. I was not a Trump fan, and I'm not a Trump fan per se. But on the whole, he's a lot better than the scum out there that they're trying to put forth with his Rubio routine, because these are just the same old, run-of-the-mill Republicans that are going to give us the same crap that we are rebelling against now. So get off your little butts, go to the polls, vote like you're supposed to, like good little Americans, and vote who you want to vote for, but vote. Okay, Kate? That's all.
I agree. I agree. Just get out there and vote. Absolutely.
Oh, Kate, one more thing.
Yes, I am listening.
You missed out on my beautiful dinner tonight. I fixed seven spice chicken with saffron rice and candied carrots. Talk about plum larapa. I'm going in for a 1 o'clock in the morning snack as soon as I get done with you and partake of what's left. The sauce that I made from the gruel is so good. It just drives you crazy.
Oh, Dan, we love you, but we hate you when you tell us the fabulous food that you're eating.
I would be a gourmet if I wasn't such a pig.
Oh, you crack me up. All right, Dano, enjoy that feast. I love those late night snacks. That's the best, too. Saffron rice. Ooh, and the chicken he described. All right, let's bounce over to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, thanks for hanging through.
Well, it wasn't long. It wasn't long at all. How you been doing, Kate?
Good. How about you?
All right. Listen, a lot of people are coming out to a caucus in February. It's cold in February in Nevada, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Wikipedia, and I sent you a link there on your Facebook mail, and they had like 32,000 people vote in 2012, all right, for Romney. Now, if you do the math here, you know, you multiply this at like 15% of the voting and everything, and it looks like it's going to be almost double. Now, when your candidate gets people out of their chairs to go, and not just to vote, but to talk in that cold weather and hang around there for maybe an hour or 2 hours at a caucus, that is serious. And, you know, these Republicans that hate Trump, you know, the guys that got all the money, they're going to start thinking twice now. They're going, you know what? Trump is getting the people out of their chairs, the ones that did not vote last time, and the ones that did not vote for McCain, the ones that did not vote for Romney. These people are getting out and voting, you know? And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are also getting out to vote for Cruz and Rubio. But still, you know, Trump is the fire breather in this, okay? And I got a feeling that you're going to get a lot less flack against Trump now, because they're going to see that this guy is getting the people energized. And that's what you need to win a general election, is you need the Republicans to show up. And just look at the numbers. It looks like there's going to be 60,000 voters.
Mm, so you're right.
So, you know, that's, you know, I don't know how many delegates he's going to get because caucuses are really weird, but, you know, he'll probably increase his lead even more. And, it's going to be over in 30 days, you know, with all these March elections, the Super Tuesday and SEC Tuesday, you know, it's like about, I don't know what, 20 states voting in March?
Yeah. With big numbers, yeah.
By this time in March, it'll be all over. They won't be able to catch him, whoever it is. And I think it's going to be Trump. And, you know, if he really wants to make it easy, he needs to continue learning. You know, he needs to continue learning and not act like a little baby. You know, sometimes he needs to start getting Reagan-esque, you know, and replacing the potty mouth with goodness, because he's the front runner now. You know, he can take some of that other pack.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's what I'm seeing, is the people are turning out in a caucus. It's not just you show up there, you pull a couple of levers and you go home.
Yeah, they're hanging.
It's cold.
Yeah,
they're cold, and they're still coming out.
Yeah.
And in 30 days, it'll be over. No one's going to catch whoever's in the lead, you know, unless something drastic happens. Maybe somebody shoots him or something, you know. But what do you think? You're in Texas, and I know Cruz is hoping he can get that winner take all or get a whole lot of delegates there. What's the feeling with Texans and Cruz?
Hey, you know, there's some Texans that like Cruz. He definitely would get a huge bounce here, but Trump is still reigning supreme. There's much more conversation about. He came and did a huge arena gig at the American Airlines Center, and there was massive turnout. So there is a lot of interest in Trump, yes.
Well, I tell you, Kate, if you go back and you look at McCain.
Yeah.
And you look at Romney.
True.
You know, these guys were like walking in their sleep the whole campaign. Now you look at Trump. And he's breathing fire.
He
and
is.
Throwing bombs.
Yeah.
And that's what people will get up and vote for that.
Yep.
You know, they will. Because that's the leader that they say we need. We need a leader like that.
Yeah.
We don't need somebody, you know, like Cases or like poor Carson. Can't even keep his eyes open. I love the man, but, you know.
Right, that are don't have as much, like you said, fire breathing. Tomas, great points. Thanks for the call. It reminds me of when a pro football team needs a coach. They always look for the manly man, the one that rally the troops. They don't really want the chess player kind of coach. They're looking for someone like that to change when a team has been really tanking. Stay with us. Mailbag coming up next.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many of you, of course, want to talk about the election, Donald Trump, and is he the one, and why is he the one, and you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. This is after the Nevada Republican caucus and Trump winning it, 46.5%, Rubio 23.4%, Cruz 20.4%. Jeb Bush is very smart that he got out of this last week, so he didn't have to go through the walk of shame again and again and again in results season. Who knows how long Dr. Carson hangs on and Marco Rubio is in this thing, but John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, is still moving along, motoring along, but he's in the clown car. When I say he's in the clown car, that means you're like so far down in the parade that the parade's already passed you by, and that's, you know, that's it. So the invincible Donald Trump, I mean, he's just kicking it. There is what that's going to get in his way. So for the people who don't like Donald Trump, that's what I always say. Well, what's the what that's going to happen that's going to stop the machine? On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, I do have mail. This one from Keith. Kate, I've never emailed you. I do like the show. I kind of have it on in the background sometimes, and I laugh out loud with some of the innuendo and metaphors. I get it. I get you, sister. But here's the thing. I don't get this election. I really don't. No offense to Donald Trump. I really don't have anything against Donald Trump. I think it sucks that we would have a president, pardon my French, who was a celebrity entertainer. Are you kidding me? It doesn't make any sense. And for all the people who say they're about family and they're about the sanctity of marriage, this guy's been married 3 times. Who knows? Maybe there's another wife somewhere in the background. Again, I sound like I don't like Donald Trump in this note, but I don't really hate Donald Trump. I just think it's crazy that he's the guy who people are voting for. We don't have anyone better who's more skilled in the art of decorum and dealing with people in power in the political world. Well, see, you just answered your own question. People are tired of the people in the political world, which is why he appeals, because he comes out and he can say what he wants. He's not beholden to donors like the others are and the super PACs, because he can just run on his own dime. But more importantly, he's not concerned. He has the unpluggedness of, I think he gets hot under the collar when he's trashed or something is said about him. And you see with the Twittersphere, he just lights up Twitter. But while he's doing that, and he has a little bit of thin skin, Trump absolutely appeals because he says what he thinks. It just shoots out. Doesn't matter. I like everybody. He's like politically correct in his description of people in the politically correct world. That's why it's working for him. Here's one from Joe. He listens to us a lot in Illinois. Kate, I'm sitting on my back porch drinking a cup of coffee, thinking about you and some things that have been happening on the show when we've been talking about what's going on with the election. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Can anyone stop Trump? Do we want anyone to stop Trump? It does make it fascinating that it isn't the same old, same old. I remember with Romney, and I know you said this on the air, that he wasn't going to win. There was no way he was going to win, and of course he didn't win. And in the case of Trump, I think there's a great chance that he can win, especially if he goes up against Hillary Clinton. And that's what it might be. It may be Hillary Clinton. Do you think Hillary Clinton is the one who's going to win on the Democratic side? I think, unless the email thing takes her down, but it's looking less and less like that's going to happen, yes. If she goes through Super Tuesday, you know, if she goes through March and is clearing the board, it just becomes more apparent. But really, Bernie is pretty neck and neck with her from the results of what's happened in the beginning. There's not a lot of room between her and Bernie Sanders, which has to irk her to no end. I'm certain of it. But that's what happens. I mean, yeah, he's got millennials. He has people who are independents. He's got a lot of leftovers from other Democrats. So, you know, we'll see. I wouldn't call it just yet. But, yeah, if I was forced to guess, I would say absolutely. Benjamin, hello, he says, listen, lady, I like the show. I like when you call me, I like when all of you out there saying lady. It reminds me of, what's his name? Oh, why can't I think of his name? Jerry Lewis, the comedian. There's that one thing where he said, lady. Anyway, the letter goes on, the email goes on to say, did you know that the best city in the world to live is Vienna? Are you surprised by that? And where does America pop up on the list? Very low, I have to say. Vancouver, Canada was there. I thought you'd want to know this. Frankfurt, Germany was on the list. Geneva was on the list. And you didn't have the United States pop up until way, way further down. And the United States city that popped up was Honolulu at 35. Are you surprised? Am I surprised? I mean, first of all, what poll is this? So I want to know that. The best cities to live in the world. Vienna's gorgeous. So who's going to say, yeah, do you want to live in Vienna? It's beautiful when you open your doors. Of course, gorgeous. Zurich, Switzerland, gorgeous. I mean, these are all destination places for Americans to go. If you say Frankfurt, Germany, if you say Copenhagen, Denmark, if you say Australia, absolutely, that's what people do. Their eyes light up. And Honolulu, of course, is equally beautiful, and that's why Honolulu makes it. Because I got this email, I looked up other cities in the United States, and San Francisco was on the list at 28, actually. Boston was on the list at 34. And it was a long list of places, so frankly, a lot of big places made it. Dallas, Texas made it at 63. Miami made it at 66. I mean, you get the drift. And, Dubai was on the list. I mean, of course, some really gorgeous, gorgeous places. So, no, there's not, to me, it's quality of life. And what is the quality of life? It's slower in some of the other spots that we mentioned. Healthcare, quality of education, housing, environment, all of that. So this was actually done by Mercer, one of the biggest HR consultant firms. So everybody knows where that came from. It just wasn't plucked out of thin air. And they did 229 cities. So Vienna pops up. And of course, if you just look at a picture of Vienna, you're like, wow, that's incredible looking. Yes, absolutely. So we move on. That was interesting. We move on to Bob, who says, Clinton, Clinton, Clinton. Wow, when is she going to get subpoenaed? I don't get it. Here's the thing. It's not even about this election, Katie. It has to do with the fact that she circumvented the law. Why is she immune to prosecution? Why? Why didn't she just get a State Department email address in the first place? I think this is just arrogance, and that's the reason she's in this situation in the first place. Yeah, it's funny. The judge is hinting that the entire email server could be subpoenaed. So her aides have been questioned about the email server. We already know that heading into this. But when she's asked about it, what is she going to say? She just says it's something that is going to have a lasting effect, and I'm not going to be worried about it. She isn't sweating over her email scandal, even after this federal judge warned that the Democratic hopeful's email server could be subpoenaed, the whole thing. And at the town hall meeting, she said, it's just not something that's going to have a lasting effect. I'm not worried about it. And they said that, aides to Clinton should be questioned under oath about whether the former Secretary of State's use of a private email system was an effort to skirt open record laws. Well, if they're asked that question, what are they going to say? No, it was not at all. That's what they're going to say. All this, I do agree with this, all this because of stupidity, of not just using the address. It doesn't make any sense to not use the address. It doesn't make any sense. Having the emails on a private server in her house. Because look at all the people who have come before. Some have circumvented it a little bit, but not to that extent. So, of course, there's going to be a problem. Here's the point of this segment where I tell you, hey, if you've got some thoughts and you want to share them, you too can belly up to the bar by punching in these digits, 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I love doing Week in Town, and we haven't done it in a while, so yeah, it's time for another edition of We Can Count. And boy, can we count what, you know, what's happening, meaning what's happening in the world of the movies, what's happening in the world of politics, and what's going on in the world in general. See, I basically laid this out and I looked around and I decided, yes, everything is about numbers, and there's no question the numbers aren't just the results, politically speaking. They're, we could question it across the board with what's happening in our world, right? What's going on? So one of the cool numbers stories that I have, and starting instead of starting with the doom and gloom, I thought I would start with something interesting that I actually found and threw up on my Facebook. You can always friend me on Facebook. If you go to americatonight.net, there's a link right there. And then I post, as much as I post seriousness, I often will post funny things I see. So the Chewbacca actor, do you remember him? He, the guy who played Chewbacca, he came up with a startling discovery for many, and that startling discovery is the original script. The original Star Wars script was not what we ended up seeing. In fact, instead of Star Wars, the original movie, the original Lucas movie was The Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wills. How about that? So that was what it was supposed to be called. Peter Mayhew decided he would tweet things out and talk about it. And there's, I think it's wild that last month there was a second actor who portrayed Chewbacca in the physical scenes. And so that happened. You know, that got revealed. And what Mayhew is saying is he wanted people to know about, you know, what it just originally was supposed to be. So he's been tweeting pages of the script, and he does it for fans every single day. The pages leaked so far show that the opening minutes of the movie were similar, with text crawling up the screen, and R2-D2 and C-3PO being the first characters we see. The big difference is the name Luke Starkiller instead of Skywalker. And the story had gone through a few revisions. At that one point, Luke was an older general and Han Solo a lizard-like character, which, of course, that definitely changed. 2 months after the release of The Force Awakens, fans have been revisiting the early versions of Star Wars. Some have edited together their own unauthorized, restored version of the now hard-to-find original film as it was seen in 1977. Yep. So how about that one? I like that Star Killer. And Skywalker was so much better. I mean, who cares? I think it's interesting. Some people are kind of up in arms about it. I wonder what the Lucas people think about it. He didn't sign a non-disclosure, I'm sure. Okay, here's the script. Because they didn't know what was going to happen with Star Wars. Certainly didn't know it was going to become this giant, giant, giant stretch of films and become as big as it really became. In interviews, every once in a while he's asked that. And, I mean, who knows? You don't know. You're rolling the dice. He knew he had a good script. He knew it was going to be successful, I've heard him say. But I don't think he realized the impact it would you know, that it would have. All right, this is a big one. Ramon Castro, Fidel Castro's older brother, dies at the age of 91. I mean, these Castros have long lives. That's certainly for sure. He was 2 years older than Fidel, and he was used to getting a lot of double takes, apparently, from people because he looked just like Fidel. And sometimes he would just reply, yeah, he's him. Once the brothers were grown, Fidel and Raul headed off to Havana to study, and the brother, Ramon Castro, stayed in the village where they were. He helped his father with the family business. So following the 1959 triumph, for them anyway, of the revolution and Fidel's rise to power, Ramon often worked as a consultant, they say, for the government ministries of agriculture and sugar. In the early 1960s, he oversaw sugar production in eastern Cuba, where he helped increase the output of it. So Ramon Castro, the oldest Castro brother, dead at the age of 91. You know, we talk about ISIS and the horrific things that they do and the things that we see, the beheadings especially, the worst. But a former Islamic State sex slave said she saw her family slaughtered in front of her and is calling on humanity to be united in facing ISIS. Very sad. Nadia Murad, just 21 years old, made the comments during a speech at London's Trade Union Congress House. Murad, from an Iraqi town, said she was orphaned after ISIS militants killed 6 of her brothers and her mother. They took her to Mosul, where they raped her, she says. And she said, I forgot my mother and brothers because what they were doing to the women was more difficult than death. So you don't hear as much about that. You know this, but you don't hear as much. She said they were committing all kinds of murder, rape, and displacing people by forcing the name of Islam. She was among the more than 5,000 women taken captive when they swept through that area. Many were sold into the sex trade. Murad said there are still 3,400 women being held captive by ISIS, and 40% of the area where she came from is still under their control. Wow. Sad story, but one that needed to be told on a very big stage. And so I think that's good, and I applaud her for that, to keep it, to let people know what's really happening. An actor in Tokyo died after stabbing himself with a prop samurai sword during a play rehearsal on Monday. 33-year-old Daigo Cassino pierced himself in the abdomen, they say, with nearly a 28-inch sword while rehearsing with other actors in a studio in Tokyo. He was rushed to the hospital where he was confirmed dead, and they're looking into whether it was deliberate or just a tragic accident, leaning toward the tragic accident, you know, more than anything else. And this is just a sad story that apparently got corrected because there was so much shock and outrage over it. But a 4-year-old was sentenced to life in prison for murder, and the Egyptian military is saying, oh, that's an error. Oh, thank goodness. The mix-up happened last week. It was connected to the boy's name, Ahmed Mansour Karani Ali, which is similar to a 16-year-old who should have gotten the sentence. So they apparently cleaned this all up. There was a lawyer. There had to be a lawyer for the young boy's father. And the court refused to consider the 4-year-old's birth certificate as proof. He would have been just one at the time of the riot, so unable to participate. So that's what happened. The father went to court and said, I am appealing to all officials. Keep my son with me. They won't take him from me. This is unfair. Blah, blah, blah. So in the end, Karani was convicted in connection to the riot and sentenced to 28 years in prison. He claims he was taken into custody for refusing to give his child over to the police. So here we go again. Egyptian's military court system, of course, is under fire internationally and is being scrutinized for secrecy, citizen arrests, and a slew of other egregious problems. More than 40,000 people are believed to have been jailed in the past 2 years. So I think that number is pretty high when you say 40,000 people. And look, they claim a 4-year-old and then realize they make a mistake. And then what do? Nab the father and continue down that same road. Once again, thanks to all of you for hanging with us and listening to America Tonight. Was I just a lonely girl to fight? Tonight, I've got a chance to fight. Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.